It's story time. The Inquiry Club's Big Project. When you hear this sound, please turn the page. Chapter 1. Starting the Big Project. Olivia, Emma, and Connor were excited about the first meeting of the Inquiry Club that year. The Inquiry Club was a group of concerned students looking for answers to their questions. They met once a week after school. Last year, they discovered trash on the grass in front of the school. They asked lots of questions and learned that the wind blew it there from cans across the street. They made sure the trash got picked up and that it didn't happen again. Mr. Armstrong was the club's advisor. He approved their projects and helped guide them in their inquiries.
What ideas do you have for a big project this fall?
He asked.
I have an idea,
Emma said.
At home, I eat really healthy food with my family. Here at school, there aren't many healthy choices for lunch.
I think some students here don't even know what healthy foods are,
Olivia said. She rolled her eyes.
We could ask them what kinds of foods they eat at home,
Connor said.
And then we can compare that list against what the cafeteria serves.
Great idea,
Mr. Armstrong said.
See what you can find out and report back to me on Friday.
The club decided that each member would work on a different part of the project.
I'll do the first part,
Connor said.
I'll come up with the questions we want to ask about healthy foods. Then I can ask the questions in each class.
The girls agreed.
When you're done, I can collect and organize the results,
Olivia said.
Then I can write the report,
Emma said. Connor went off to the library to work on the list of questions. It was harder than he thought. He sat for a long time, just trying to come up with the questions. He thought about what they wanted to learn from the other students. He decided to keep the questions simple. They wanted to know which foods the students ate at home compared to school. To make it easy for the students, he came up with a list of healthy foods and a list of unhealthy foods. The students could choose what they ate from the list. He also decided to keep track of how old each student was, in case that made a difference in their answers. Connor went to the first classroom to ask some questions for the Inquiry Club. The teacher gave him 5 minutes. He barely had time to write down the answers from all the students. He hurried to the other classrooms. Even though he had collected a lot of information, he still needed to collect more. It would take him too long to visit all of the classrooms. He was going to need some help. Chapter 2. Asking More Questions. Connor found Emma in the library.
Look what I collected so far,
he said.
It looks like I have some good answers, but I'll never finish if I have to visit all of the classrooms myself.
That's true, Emma said. I didn't think of that. I can help you. I'll start asking these same questions in other classrooms.
Connor gave her the list of classrooms he'd visited. Emma made her own list and left the library. As soon as she left, she had another idea she wanted to try. Even with the two of them asking questions, they might not have time to visit each classroom. Instead of asking all of the students the questions, she would put their names in a hat. She would pick a few names and just ask those students the questions. She'd finish asking the questions in no time that way. That night, Emma looked over her results. She'd made it to most of the other classrooms, and it was only Tuesday. They still had 3 days left to look over what they collected, and decide if they needed to ask any more questions. She couldn't wait to tell Connor and Olivia the exciting news. They had everything they needed for the next step. In the meantime, Olivia had her own ideas. Even though Connor had said he'd ask the questions in each class, she came up with another plan. She decided to ask the teachers to help with the project. Early the next morning, she went to school and looked for the teachers. She asked them to give their students homework, asking them about healthy foods. If all the students made notes of what they ate at home and at school, it would be easy to see what foods they all ate. The teachers agreed to have their students do this for homework. Olivia's teacher asked her class to do the homework too. After class, Olivia made notes of what she ate for breakfast that morning: oatmeal, orange juice, and a banana. Then she hurried to the cafeteria to see what she would pick for lunch that day. The choices were hot dogs, hamburgers, or cheese pizza. Olivia let out a long, slow breath. None of these foods seemed healthy. She wrote down pizza and hurried off to her next class. On the way, she saw Connor heading to his class.
Olivia!
He called.
We need to talk about the Inquiry Club project.
I can't talk now,
she said, looking up at the clock on the wall.
We'll be late for class. Let's meet in the library after school.
I'll tell Emma,
Connor said, before turning the corner toward his own classroom. Chapter 3. Too Many Answers. After school, Olivia, Emma, and Connor met in the library. Olivia was running late. She was surprised to see that both Emma and Connor looked angry when she got there.
I'm sorry I'm late, she said, sliding into the seat across from them. I had to talk to my science teacher after class.
We're not angry about that,
Emma said, sharing a look with Connor.
What is it then?
Olivia was worried. She didn't want two of her best friends to be mad at her.
Why did you ask the teachers to ask the questions for our project?
Connor said. He opened his notebook and pointed to his homework for the next day. Olivia read,
"Write down what you eat at home and at school for the entire day."
She bit her lip.
"Oh, I just wanted to help," she said.
"You knew I was asking questions in the classrooms already,"
Connor said.
"I should have talked with you before going ahead with my idea," she said. "I was going to tell you about it now. I was just trying to collect more information. It's for the good of the project."
"We already collected information from all of the classrooms,"
Emma said.
"Now we have too much information."
"We?"
Olivia's mouth dropped open.
"Connor asked me to help ask the students his questions in some of the classrooms when it was taking him so long. It sounds like we all changed the project a little bit then."
"I guess you're right,"
Connor said.
"Maybe we should just figure out how to go ahead with the information once we collect it all. Why don't we work together from now on?"
"Good idea,"
Emma said. They smiled as they all shook hands. Chapter 4. Looking for Patterns. The next day, the Inquiry Club met again in the library after school. First, Emma and Connor spread out their papers with questions and answers all over the table. They spent an hour making notes of everything they learned from the answers. Many students ate things like rice, fish, and vegetables at home. Choices at school included unhealthy foods like hot dogs, fried chicken, and cheese sandwiches, depending on the day.
These answers tell us what kinds of foods the students eat most of the time,
Emma said.
We need real results that show us what they actually ate.
Olivia smiled as she held up the papers the teachers gave her at the end of the day.
Let's look at these and see what we find out.
As the three of them looked at the papers, they began to notice more of the pattern.
It seems like everyone eats healthier food at home,
Emma said.
Look at these examples, vegetables, soup, and fruit.
Here's something else,
Connor said.
Some of the students who eat healthy foods at home don't even buy their lunch in the cafeteria.
He pointed at three pieces of paper. Instead of the pizza, hot dogs, and hamburgers served in the cafeteria the day before, some students listed different foods they ate for lunch.
They must have brought these healthy foods from home in their lunches,
Connor said.
You know what that means?
Olivia said, tapping her pencil on the table.
More people might buy lunch in the cafeteria if they served healthy food. The cafeteria would get more money if they offered a healthy lunch. They're going to want to see the results of this inquiry, too. We need to write a report and show Mr. Armstrong what we found out,
Emma said. Chapter 5. A Big Finish. The inquiry club divided the work on the report because they had to turn it in to Mr. Armstrong the next day. Emma planned to write an introduction to the project. Connor planned to write the results of what they'd found out. He would list answers from his questions and from the homework the teachers gave. Olivia planned to finish the report with a recommendation for action. She would use the information they'd learned from the results. The next day after school, the inquiry club walked into Mr. Armstrong's office to share the report with him.
How did your inquiry go?
He asked when he saw the three of them at his door. Olivia, Emma, and Connor smiled.
I think you're going to like what we found out,
Emma said. They came in and sat down in front of Mr. Armstrong's desk.
Not only do the students eat much healthier food at home than in school,
Connor said, handing Mr. Armstrong the report,
but more students might buy lunch in the cafeteria if they served healthier foods.
Mr. Armstrong sat down at his desk and read the report. When he finished, he stood up and crossed his arms.
This is a serious report,
he said.
This will show the cafeteria that they haven't been doing a good job making students happy with their menu. They work very hard to prepare lunches every day, and we don't want to make them feel bad.
Emma, Olivia, and Connor exchanged a worried look. They hadn't thought of this. Maybe the inquiry hadn't been a good idea. Had all their hard work been for nothing? Then Mr. Armstrong smiled.
Even so, I think they will want to read it. They might not have even realized that some students want to eat healthier foods. I'm sure they'll want to get new customers. Now, all you have to do is explain how changing their menu to include healthy foods will help them too. That will keep them from feeling bad about the current menu. Excellent work, Inquiry Club!
Olivia, Emma, and Connor smiled back. Glad that Mr. Armstrong was proud of their work. They gathered up their papers and went to the cafeteria. They hoped to be eating healthy foods in the cafeteria in no time.